A few years ago, another friend of ours that's involved in the Tibet House Benefit Concerts is Jessie Paris Smith. And she's been performing, if not every year, every other year, and she always has something very interesting going on. And she's been playing the beautiful glass singing bowls.
Mm.
So a few years ago, she had a series that she was curating at Tibet House that was called the Mindful Music and Sound Series. And she invited me to do a program, and I created this piece that was called Prajna Paramita, the Perfection of Transcendent Wisdom.
You said that very well, too.
Thank you. And basically, it's about just the fleetingness of the world, that, you know, nothing is permanent, and we really have to make the most of each moment that we have here. And so I was influenced by, I did some research on it, some different sutras, the Diamond Sutra and the Heart Sutra. And I'm just sort of very superficially involved, in the world of Tibetan Buddhism, but enough to know that it does resonate within me. And I found these lines that really spoke to me, and I'll just read them.
Sure, sure.
So this is from the Diamond Sutra. So you see all of the fleeting world, a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a flickering lamp, a phantom, and a dream. And those lines really hit home with me, and were very inspiring. So I created this work, and in it I also included this chant from the Heart Sutra that is called Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisva, and it's basically gone, gone beyond.
Interesting. Very
so when I created this work, it was just me doing the solo version at the premiere, and I read the poetry, and I had read some stories about the impermanence of things.
Right.
And then the next time Tenzin was in town, I invited him to do a recording. So we went into a studio with Jesse and Tenzin, and the meditation came out.
Well, this is unbelievable.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here to listen to it and explain it during this.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful piece.
Thank you so
this
much.
This is music composed and performed by my guest, Martha Mook.
So you should see all of the fleeting world. A star at dawn, a bubble in the stream. A flash of lightning in a summer cloud. A flickering lamp. A phantom. And a dream. Thank you.
What a hypnotic composition by my guest, Martha Moak, who is also our performer. Martha, since you're sitting just a few inches from me, why don't you tell everyone what we heard?
Yes, that was the Meditations on Gate Gate, featuring Tenzin Chogal on vocals and Jesse Paris-Smith on the beautiful glass singing bowls.
But what a gorgeous piece. When did you write that?
4 or 5 years ago.
Really?
Oh, for wow. Yeah, and that came out of this bigger piece for the series, Mindful Music and Sound Series.
Well, very good. Well, we're going to hear another live performance. Martha, what are we going to hear?
Right. So, as I mentioned, Meditations on Gate Gate comes from a larger piece, a lot of which is improvisational. By the way, you can listen to the piece on Spotify or download it. It's just been released a couple of weeks ago, so
well,
it's hot off the
great.
Press. And so what I'll do is just a follow-up to that, a little in-studio improvisation inspired by the meditation.
This is great. Thanks. Well, you were just listening, I guess, to an improvisation on Gate Gate, what we just heard.
Yeah.
And I like the way you kind of got that little opening in there. You know, it was really beautiful and really creative.
Yeah. It just to show that sometimes things exist in your subconsciousness. And yeah. It's just a matter of bringing them to the surface.
Yeah.
And again, it's all about things being in the moment and... nothing
yeah.
lasts forever.
And I have to say, in the studio, the kind of like acoustic in here with the electric viola and all the equipment is fantastic. I could probably sit and listen to that the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, turn out the lights, light a couple of candles.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be just absolutely magnificent. Well, Martha, we're going to go. Now, are we going to have one more performance at the end?
Maybe.
Are we going to have one more performance at the end?
Yeah.
Well,
I'll work something.
It could be short. It could be short. Because believe it or not, we're kind of starting to wrap down here. Well, let's go now to a selection performed by Duo Boeing. And the duo consists of you, Martha, of course, along with Randolph A. Hudson III, who was on electric guitar. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the duo, how it got started, and about Quantum, what we're going to hear.
So I met Randy when I put out my first solo CD, Enharmonic mm-hmm. Vision, and he was actually a rep for the CD replication company. And he loved the idea of electric viola, and when we met in person, we decided just to jam a little bit, and we really hit it off, and so we decided to make a record. And so everything is co-written by the two of us.
Okay,
we just spent months between his studio in Brooklyn, and at that point I was living in Staten Island, and just started writing these tracks, which are kind of epic tracks, and I think the shortest one is 14 minutes long, and the title track of the CD is Cafe Mars, and which I perform now also as a solo version because I love it so much, and I've created a solo electric viola version, but I still love to play it with Randy, and so this track Quantum. After we recorded it, because the both of us use a lot of looping.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
the reason why the duo is called Boeing is because Randy uses an e-bow on his guitar. And for those that don't know, it's an electronic device that you hold over the strings, and it causes the strings to vibrate. And so it becomes sort of like a bowed string instrument. And so it could sound like a cello or viola. And when I kick in some distortion, like Jimi Hendrix, I can sound like a guitar, on steroids or something. So we love that interplay where you listen to the recording, and sometimes you don't know who's playing what voice.
Yeah,
and we both use looping devices so that we're on the fly, we're multi-tracking. And so we created this recording, and Quantum is one of the pieces that I was inspired to go on and create a version for a string quartet, which has been performed. My quartet, Scorcio, has performed it, and it's been performed by other string quartets.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also another version of the groove section, which includes a string bass.
Well, let's listen now. This is a performance by Duo Boeing. My guest, Martha Mook, along with Randolph A. Hudson III, who is the electric guitarist, and this is a work you basically wrote together.
Yes,
Quantum.
Co-wrote.
And hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Just listening to a selection performed by the duo Boeing. The duo consists of my guest Martha Mook along with Randolph A. Hudson III, who was our electric guitarist, and that was the composition Quantum. Well, Martha, we are wrapping down. It's hard to believe that this 2.5 hour event is almost done, and we've already talked about some of the couple things we're going to do at the end. But I thought now we could talk a little bit about your collaborations. First of all, share with us a little bit about your work and connection with David Bowie.
Well, that was just an amazing time in my life when I met him in 2001,
yeah.
At the very first Tibet House benefit concert I ever played, because David had been invited by Tony Visconti to come to this event that I created, the ASCAP Through the Walls, as yeah. I mentioned before. And Philip Glass had invited David to perform at the Tibet House benefit concert at Carnegie Hall. And David asked if I would put together a string quartet. And, you know, when David Bowie asks you to do something, you say, yeah, of course.
And you smile, too, just like you are right now.
I'm grinning still because it was just the most amazing time in my life.
So you knew him quite well then?
Well, we worked together a number of times. We performed, I think, 3 times at Tibet House, so at Carnegie Hall. And then there were some other recording sessions that we did with David, including for the Heathen record that we ended up playing
yeah.
on. So,
yeah.
You know, just I didn't know that much about him beforehand, but just to share conversations and hear him tell stories, and he was very funny and super smart and just so amazing.
Yeah.
Really a wonderful human
yeah.
being.
Yeah, yeah, quite a loss.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I'm glad you shared all that. That's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Exciting.
Memories I will always treasure.
I'm sure. How about your other collaborations, Martha? You said you had a few others.
I really love the collaborative element because it's one thing for me to sit and experiment and try different things, but when you get together with another person, there's a whole new perspective of things that you never would have discovered. And this was also a collaboration that came out of the Tibet House benefit concerts, which is one of those wonderful things, just like with Tenzin Chogal. The beatboxer Razel was one of the guests 1 year, and also we hit it off, and he wanted the quartet to improvise with him, and we were so pleased to do that, and Razel and I struck up a friendship. And when I had the opportunity to create this series for Symphony Space, I thought that would be a great vehicle to bring Razel in as a collaborator, and so I called it Beats Per Revolution, because Razel's a beatboxer. He's like the godfather yeah. of beatboxing. And it was inspired by everything that has to do with beats. So I have beats per minute, the beat generation, beat as in, beat of a drum, and all that is that came up.
And actually, we're going to sign off with one of the performances.
Yes. So we did. It's about a half an hour piece. The full piece, Beats Per Revolution, but it's I think it's five movements, shorter movements, that we either co-composed or Razel composed one on his own, and I composed one or two on my own. But we performed everything together, and we had a chamber ensemble. We had a string quartet. We had a quartet of winds and brass. We had drums that also was electronic, and a bass player that played stand-up bass and electric bass. And everybody improvised, and it was an incredible experience. Wow. Really wonderful collaboration. And also very much influenced by the idea of Gil Scott-Heron's The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And, in fact, that's referred to in the piece. So you can see the full video on my YouTube channel. You can Google Beats Per Revolution. Mm-hmm. And there's a highlight reel on my website.
Terrific. So, well, that's great. Now, you're going to play something, one more thing for us. And this has like a little personal connection, I guess, since where you are now.
Yeah, so one of the things I like to do wherever I perform is to do a little homage to the space of an improvisation. And so this is improvisation for WPRB and dedicated to Marvin Rosen.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was absolutely wonderful. And Martha is putting down her viola and is coming back to join me for the final time.
Yeah.
That was really
great. You never know
where
those things are going to go. I had no idea.
That was great.
It was of the moment, and it will never exist again. So.
Well, that's...
It's my offering.
That's great. Thank you so much for doing that. Well, before we play our final selection, we've been talking about music for the whole time. Do you do anything? What else do you enjoy getting yourself involved with from time to time. Notice I said from time to time.
From time to time.
Other than music.
You know, it's most of what I do has some form of being involved, either in music or education or creativity. I enjoy reading. I enjoy walking and interaction with people. I think that's my mm-hmm. hobby, and keeping my ears open. Sometimes I wish I did stuff like mountain climb or, you know, play tennis, but I have a little bit of a sore shoulder, so can't really do that. And I don't skateboard, but, you know, I breathe and I try to be the best person that I can be and collaborate and, try to bring some joy to this world.
So. Well, that's really a beautiful way to end this. I really do. Martha, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Martha.
To have you today. And one more question I'd like to just ask you, which I didn't get to. And it's only, you know, we still have a few more minutes, even with our closer. When you write a piece for another instrument or an ensemble, mm-hmm. how do you work? I know composers work in various ways. Do you write like in the middle of the night, like in 2-3 in the morning? Or how is your work? How do you put it together?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. You know, everybody's got their process of doing their creative output, and I come at it in two different ways. One is usually I'll sit there with a viola and the electronics and just experiment with sounds.
Right.
And I came, you know, when I was writing the orchestral piece, I had to come to terms with, am I going to notate it first, or am I going to record ideas? So it's all a process, and each piece that I approach begins and progresses in a different way, a very, yeah. very unique way. And sometimes I'll play ideas into the computer or my phone, and then I'll develop them and... sometimes I come up with a concept, and then I, mm-hmm. you know, it comes to me what the concept is. And I always have to have faith, because I always get to a point where I don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
And it usually does.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of...
It's funny, because what you just said, gee, I just kind of got there when the improvisation you just did.
Right.
I didn't know it was going to come out that way.
The answer is always there. It's just a matter of how it gets to you. And sometimes it gets to you a little late in the process, but it does always.
It
and then it makes perfect sense.
It arrives. Well, we're going to sign off now with a very unique recording. And what are we going to hear? What is this?
So this is the third movement of the piece, Beats Per Revolution. So as I mentioned, there's five movements in the piece. And this particular movement, it's called Generation Beat Third Stream. And the third stream of consciousness. So I was very much influenced in jazz and improvisation and where all that leads to. So that's where the piece comes out of.
Well, before we just wrap it up and we go to the music, I just want to let you know that if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's entire program, will be posted on my website by this evening. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. It'll all be there by this evening, thanks to the wonderful work of my wonderful wife, Beata, who is home waiting for the end of this program. But she does so much in support of this program. I could never thank her enough. Well, again, Martha, thank you so much for coming. It was great seeing you. And I have to say, this was a tremendous amount of fun.
Thanks, Marvin. Me too.
Yes, it was great. And we sign off now with the music we had just described. Have a great day. And, well, after today, it's hard to say, but I'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for Treasures of Early Music. And do hope you can join me for that. Again, have a wonderful day. And DJ Dewey will be coming up right at 11.
Thank you.